All right. Let's talk about these new Apple products that came out yesterday. Apple coming out with a bunch of new things. Three iPhones, a new watch, a new Apple TV. And I want to get a quick rundown on this from Mike Worthley, who's from Apple Insider, who is tracking all of this. And Mike, what was the biggest thing for you yesterday that Apple announced?
By far, Apple's biggest product for the year is going to be the iPhone X. Now, it says iPhone X on the advertising materials, but Apple wants you to say 10 on that, just like they said with Mac OS 10.
And we will obey them reflexively, because that's what we do.
Well, yeah, it's always best, because they get a little crabby if you don't.
So tell us, you know, you talk about the iPhone X. The big thing, it seems to me, is the facial scanning. And also, we lose that home button that people like using so much.
The Face ID that Apple's implemented with their new infrared spotting that they've got up on the top little notch on the top of the phone is probably the first implementation of this technology in anything on a civilian device. I've seen it in military applications. Instead of comparing two static images with each other, what it's doing is it's actually mapping your face with a series of infrared dots. So what this does is, in not having to worry about lighting conditions, it doesn't have to worry about hacks or facial hair or anything like that. And Apple claims that the technology will learn your face over time, which means that men who decide to want to grow a beard, you don't have to re-register your face. It's not clear how it's going to respond to close genetic markings. Like, for instance, they said that if you have an evil twin, and they reference Mr. Spock from the original series Star Trek on this, that it will probably identify your twin as you.
Right. Then that suggests even a good twin will probably fall for that problem as well.
It's possible. This is one of those technologies that we're going to have to wait and see what it does in the field. But I'm very confident that Apple has implemented this correctly. There was a lot of drama about Touch ID when it first came out with the iPhone S. Oh God, what, 4 years ago now?
Yes.
And that turned out to be nothing but noise. The technology was perfected when it was released, and it appears at this point, and based on one of our gentlemen that had been on the scene with the phone last night, that problem has been licked.
Now, is there a way to opt out of the facial recognition aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. Apple still allows you to swipe up on the bottom of the phone, because to be clear about the phone, it no longer has a home button in any way. That button, that round button on the bottom of your iPhone that you're all probably looking at right now, is gone on the iPhone X. And all you have to do to get around that is you swipe up and just enter your passcode like you used to with swipe to unlock.
All right, okay. So let's move on. Yeah, this one's getting all the attention. And by the way, the price starts at $999 and is going to be available later this year. Other big announcements include two other phones. So we're moving from the 7s now to the 8s.
Right. The iPhone 8 and the 8 Plus are now on the line. And they're not calling this the 7S. It doesn't look anything like the iPhone 7 at all. It's glass front and back like it was with the iPhone 4 design. All the new phones across the board have wireless charging. They don't have the fancy infrared camera that the iPhone X has.
Okay, and the other thing that they have, the other thing that they have that I was struck by was this augmented reality. How is that going to be playing out in real life?
Right, AR kit that was introduced at the WWDC in June a while back for developers to look at. And if anyone has played Pokemon Go, the concept is very similar. What it does is it uses the technology overall uses Apple's integration of hardware and software on a very low level, as opposed to Android, which is layers of technology, where you might have a Samsung phone and Google's Android trying to work together to get it going. And I think that this is going to sell this entire range of phones. The technology uses your camera. It displays in real life what's on your camera on your screen and will overlay whatever the app you're using wants to display, like gameplay, or like with Pokemon Go, the pocket monsters from Japan, or what have you. It's in its very early days. But what we're seeing on this is we're seeing very precise measurements from applications. We're seeing people put furniture in their home. IKEA is going to have an application very soon to pick up and drop any of their furniture in your home and take a look at it, what it's going to look like in your living room before you make the trek down to Woodridge up to Maryland to go buy it.
Mike, I think you finally found a feature that made Mary nod her head. Okay, I can see it.
Yeah, I just look at some of these things. Vince and I were having this conversation. You could put all this stuff on your desk and you push your foot around it. It looks like it's really there. I'm like, I don't have that kind of time on my hands. That's just a huge time suck for me.
But you could paint an entire room and put furniture in it without actually having to do it just to see what it looks like.
In that application, then I see it. I want to also take some time here to talk to you about the new smartwatch and Apple TV. We haven't heard much about those.
Right. The Apple Watch Series 3 is now an LTE device, which means you can actually make calls from the watch without having your iPhone nearby.
Hey. It's very Dick Tracy.
Yes.
Yep. During the release yesterday, they actually had in real time an Apple employee on some kind of surfboard paddling through a lake and talking to the convention in real time through the watch. And it was a very practical demonstration of how the technology works. Now, the technology isn't free. The carriers are going to hit you for $10 for the Apple Watch LTE connectivity.
Right.
But it will reuse your iPhone's number. At present, there's no way to get a separate number for your Apple Watch.
Is the idea here that you hold the watch up to your face, or do you actually have to wear earbuds for this, like a Bluetooth?
No, you don't. The microphones on the demonstration were without Apple's EarPods. They were without any kind of earbud. They were without any kind of microphone. The conversation was being picked up from the woman's wrist as she was paddling.
So it's like speakerphone.
Right. It's. I don't know. It depends what you want to think about. But I guess the best way to describe this is if anyone has seen the original Star Trek movie back from 1979, it had their communicators on their wrists for that one. And while they're holding that one up to their mouth, this is basically what Apple is talking about.
Okay. So, but people around you, if it's a speakerphone, can also hear your conversation. I would assume there's some kind of option to put some kind of earbud connection to hook them into the phone so that not everyone hears your conversation.
Yes, any speaker set that's Bluetooth 4.0 is going to work. 4.0 or 5.0 is going to work fine. Apple obviously would prefer you to use their own earbuds on this, but I think that customers' mileage will vary on what.
And lastly, what's the new feature on Apple TV?
Well, the new Apple TV for the first time is 4K, and with that, it has a much higher and faster processor. It's got the A10X processor, which is the same processor that came out in the iPad Pro over the summer. This is an amazingly powerful device that is in the same form factor as it was before. And using Apple Siri, you can now contact any of Apple's content, any of Netflix's content, and soon Amazon Prime Video, and search it with Siri.
Wow. Okay. All this technology coming out imminently. Mike Worthley, thank you from Apple Insider for giving us a rundown of Apple's announcements yesterday.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you. 844 now on WMAL.
Grab a large or extra.